Putin speaks. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Russian president says Russia is ready for diplomatic solutions to the tensions over Ukraine, but will strengthen their armed forces in that region. New satellite images showing more Russian military hardware moving toward the Ukrainian border and additional troop movements as well.
A new deployment consisting of more than 100 vehicles and dozens of troop tents and shelters is seen at a small airfield near Mosir in southern Belarus, less than 25 miles north of the border with Ukraine.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson is on the ground in Ukraine.
Ukraine's President Zelensky spoke earlier. He ordered reservists called up and placed on standby. He hopes they don't have to be used. Officials think Putin's invasion could expand deeper into this country.
President Biden Tuesday ordering what he called the first tranche of economic sanctions targeting Russian banks and oligarchs, and says there'll be more if Russia further invades Ukraine. The Pentagon also ordering U.S. troops into some of the Baltic states for what it calls strictly defensive purposes. Defense Secretary Austin has approved the deployment of 700 National Guard troops to Washington, D.C., ahead of next week's planned truckers' convoy.
Choking off Washington, Ottawa style, is a big worry. Blocking off the Capitol Beltway, which encircles Washington, could disrupt travel and commerce up and down the eastern seaboard. Fox obtained information from law enforcement saying police are struggling to find enough heavy-duty tow trucks to haul away semis, especially if they creep too close to Capitol Hill.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases globally fell 21% last week. That's the third straight weekly decline. State lawmakers in Alabama now considering a bill to bar transgender students from using restrooms or locker rooms other than those that match the gender listed on their birth certificates. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The federal trial of three Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights expected to go to the jury today.
After weeks of testimony, including former officers Tu Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane taking the stand, all accused of failing to get George Floyd medical care. Tao and King also accused of failing to intervene as the now convicted former officer Derek Chauvin kneeled on Floyd's neck during his deadly arrest in 2020. In closing arguments for the defense, Tao's attorney telling jurors the burden of proof is on the federal government. That Floyd was on drugs, he also highlighted documents showing knee on the neck training being taught by the Minneapolis PD. All three officers have pled not guilty on this and the state's criminal case set for later this year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A jury in Georgia yesterday convicted the man who killed jogger Ahmaud Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia, on federal hate crimes charges. Parts of six states in the middle of the country bracing for an ice storm today, while other areas are preparing for more snow and cold.
Storm bringing snow and ice to places in the Midwest and possible severe flooding in the South. Back-to-back winter storms battering a large part of Minnesota, leaving thousands to dig out from over a foot of the white stuff. The National Weather Service issuing a wind chill warning for much of the western part of the state, where temperatures could be as low as 50 below zero. And in Milwaukee, this system is bringing freezing rain, sleet, and some snow, making traveling conditions hazardous. While parts of the Midwest are getting snow, some southern states, through the Ohio Valley in particular, are experiencing thunderstorms with major flood warnings. I'm Kevin Cork, Fox News.
After big losses on Wall Street yesterday, Dow futures early morning are trading about 140 points higher. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.